If you follow Dr. Fauci's recommendation to get your flu shot this year, you may also notice that lots of clinics and doctor's offices are offering a second adult vaccine. It's a pneumonia shot. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports on who should opt for it.
Flu shots have become so common that it's easy to get a quick inoculation in a grocery store clinic like this one, set up at the end of the checkout lanes at a Giant Foods in Silver Spring, Maryland. We wanted to know if people realized that a pneumonia vaccine was available too, so we approached 52-year-old Fazil Hamid as he filled out his paperwork and asked him if he'd heard of it.
Do they have a vaccination for that?
Yeah, there is a vaccine.
For real?
For real, yeah. No one's ever told you about it?
No, first time.
Hearing about it, Fazil had a question. Should he get the pneumonia vaccine? The answer, it turns out, depends on whose advice you follow. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, which sets official vaccine recommendations, says only those in high-risk groups should get the shot. And the CDC's Gina Mutri says one determinant of a person's risk is simply their age.
Once they're 65 and older, everyone's in the risk group, and then those who are younger than 65, it's based on whether you have certain medical indications.
Such as diabetes or chronic lung, heart, or kidney disease. Adults with these conditions are advised to get the pneumonia vaccine regardless of their age. The shot has been around since the 1980s, and it protects against 23 strains or types of pneumococcal bacteria. These bacteria don't just cause pneumonia, they can lead to bacteremia, which is an infection of the bloodstream, and when they get into spinal fluid, they cause meningitis. Each year, there are about 175,000 hospitalizations due to pneumococcal disease and thousands of deaths. Infectious disease expert Pierce Gardner says the pneumonia vaccine is not perfect, but it does cut serious pneumococcal infections such as bacteremia and meningitis by about two-thirds.
That's where the vaccine has proved its mettle, and it has virtually no downside. It's a very safe vaccine.
Gardner is a former member of the CDC's Advisory Committee on Vaccines, and he's arguing for more universal vaccination. He explains that half the people who die from pneumococcal disease are 65 and older, but the other half are younger. Since the risk starts to climb at about the age of 50, he's urging the CDC to change its recommendations to include everyone 50 and older, a proposal that the CDC's Pekka Nuorti says is under consideration.
We have discussed this issue in our working group and have had formal presentations.
There are a couple of issues holding the committee back. The first is that experts don't know exactly how long the vaccine lasts. It's thought somewhere between 5 and 10 years. And there's also concern that the pneumonia vaccine can't be boosted very effectively. This concern may become moot once a newer vaccine is introduced. What's in the works is similar to the pneumococcal vaccine now given to children. Infectious disease expert Oren Levine at the Johns Hopkins School of Public Health says studies show that Prevnar, the childhood vaccine first introduced in 2000, has led to a 90% reduction in the incidence of serious pneumococcal infections among children. And there's also evidence of herd immunity, with adults getting less of the disease because children are immune.
So in this case, when we vaccinated young children in the U.S. with pneumococcal vaccines, we did a great thing for young children, but we also did a great thing for their parents and grandparents, because they're no longer spreading the infection to them.
The vaccine holds up well in kids, but it doesn't protect against all the strains of the bacteria that turn up in adult diseases. For this reason, experts say older folks need their own shot, if not at 50, then certainly at 65. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.
So if you're wondering if you should get the pneumonia vaccine, we have posted the government's full recommendations on who should get it at npr.org/yourhealth.